I need space to think. I've got a lot to think about. The Board of Inquiry found that I was not responsible for the accident. What's more, they approved my transfer to active status, granted my course completion certificate, and blew through the department like a hot desert wind driving stinging sand grains of truth before it. With their silver tongue bindings and executive authority, the old broom swept clean and left everything behind tidy, if a little shaky with all the nasty unwashed linen exposed to the cold-eye view of authority. I would not have liked to answer to their jackal-headed servitors if I were guilty. But, as Andy pointed out, if being a smartass was an offence, the laundry would not exist in the first place. Mary moved back into my room after the night of the party, and I haven't dared tell her to move back out again. So far, she hasn't thrown anything at me, or threatened to slash her wrists in any particular order. 2 months ago, the last time she polled my suicide interrupt cue, I was so pissed off I just said, "Down, not across," using a fingernail to demonstrate. That's when she broke the teapot over my head. I should have taken that as a warning sign. What I've got to think about now is a lot larger. The business with Fred was a real eye-opener. Do I still want to put my name on the active service list? Join the dry cleaners, visit strange countries, meet exotic people, and cast death spells at them? I'm not sure anymore. I thought I was sure, but now I know it amounts to shivering in a rainstorm most of the time and having to watch people with worms waggling behind their eyes the rest of it. Is this what I want to do with my life? Maybe. And then again, maybe not. There's a large boulder on the shingle ahead of me. Beyond it, a decaying upside-down boat marks the no-go border within our security perimeter. This is as far away as I can get without tripping alarms, drawing down security attention and generally looking stupid in public. I place a hand on the boulder. It's heavily weathered and covered in lichen and barnacles. I sit on it and look back down the beach, back toward Dunwich and the training complex. For a moment, the world looks hideously solid and reliable, almost as if the comforting myths of the 19th century were true, and everything runs on clockwork in an orderly, unitary cosmos. Somewhere down in the village, Dr. Malcolm Denver is undergoing induction briefings, orientation lectures, shoe size measurements, pension adjustments, and being issued with his departmental toothpaste tube and identification dog tags. He's probably still a bit pissed off, the way I was 4 years ago when I was pulled in after someone, they never told me who, caught me systematically dumpster diving through files that were off-limits, but inadequately guarded from network infiltration. It was really just a summer vacation job between finishing my CS degree and starting post-grad work, making ends meet doing contract work for the Department of Transport. I smelt a rat in the woodpile and began to dig, never quite suspecting the full magnitude of the rodent whose tail I had grabbed hold of. I was pissed off at first, but over the following 4 years, spent immersed in the laundry basket, our strange collective ghetto of secret knowledge, I acquired the basics of this calling. Thaumaturgy is quite as fascinating as number theory, thank you very much, the hermetic disciplines descended from Trismegistus, as engrossing as the sciences he dabbled in. But do I want to dedicate myself to working in a secret field for life?